have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
On tonight. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say something. Glory to God. So I'm going to say, this is the day. Hey, that the Lord has has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to open up my mouth. I'm going to say something. Come on here. I bless the Lord. Come on here. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Open up your mouth and tell God what you need on tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. You're in the best place to be right here, right now, listening to me. It is Keeping It Real with Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. We're on the line tonight. We're on the air tonight. Come on here. Open up your mouth and tell God something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Call your friends. Call your neighbors. Tag them in. Put them in. Let them know that I am here tonight. Get them on here by three-way, two-way. I don't care how you get them. Just get them right now, right here, right now. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. This is Tuesday night. Glory to God. What is today? June the 14th, 2022. Hallelujah. Y'all, this year is about gone, right? Glory to God. It's about gone. And we do bless God. We honor him on tonight because he is the King of Kings. And we celebrate him. We salute our daddy on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm really excited about what God is about to do for us, in us, and through us. God is making things happen. I don't care what they told you. I don't care what they misunderstood. I'm trying to tell you tonight, God is making things happen for you. Listen, God is turning your situations around. Y'all better hear me tonight and make no mistakes about it. He is turning it around for your good. You need to declare and decree that over your life. God is turning it around for my good. God is turning it around for my good. He's turning it for my good. I may not be all that I should be. Come on here. But I thank God that I'm not what I used to be. Because he's turning it. He's turning it. He's turning it. He's turning it for my good. Woo, Lord have mercy. I can feel God turning this thing for our good. Lord have mercy. I can feel God leaning in our direction on tonight. Hallelujah. We're excited. As always, anytime we do things for God, you ought to be excited. Anytime you get an opportunity to speak for the Lord, you ought to be excited. Anytime you can go before people and tell them of the goodness of Jesus, you should be a representative, a listen, you should be, your voice should speak loud concerning the things of God. Hallelujah. You should stop letting the devil keep your tongue. You should stop the devil, the cat, from getting your tongue. Who got your tongue on tonight? Hallelujah. Y'all get afraid to speak of God. You get afraid to speak about God. You get afraid to tell what God has done. Listen, if you around people where you can't praise your daddy, then you in the wrong group, right? If you in a country where you can't serve God freely like we can in America, you in the wrong country. You need to be where you can serve him and praise him with your whole heart, without restraint, without sanctions. Come on here. We got too many governmental sanctions that says we can't praise God here. We can't praise him there. We can't go there and worship him. But listen, I'm in the world all by myself. Listen, I'm trying to tell y'all tonight, we in this world, but we're not of this world. And when you know the principle, you just going to abide by God's law anyway, forgetting what the world is doing. Hallelujah. Because what's going to matter is what you do for God. That's what matters. Amen. Glory to God. So listen, we want to go ahead and get the accolades out of the way. I do honor the Lord on tonight. I do. I love him. I love my daddy, y'all. I'm telling you, I love him. I love him. I love him because he first loved me. Hallelujah. And I honor my husband on tonight. Y'all, we just celebrated 33 years of marital bliss. And counting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're excited about that. Amen. It's like I've been with this man just as long as I've been alive, right? Glory to God. So we do appreciate God for what he's doing in marriages on tonight. I'm telling you, if your marriage is seems like it's on the rocks, you need to talk to me. If your marriage seems like you don't understand where you are in your marriage, you need to come, hey, inbox me, right? Everybody tonight, you need a copy of Keys for Successful Marriages. Every one of you on tonight, you need to be ordering that copy of this book. You know, I have a lot of people who said they wanted the book. As soon as the book was released, people that said they wanted and hadn't even pay for the book yet. I don't know what's wrong with people. But if you want the book, make an effort to inbox me. Again, y'all know that that page that has been hacked of mine, that it's not my page anymore. That's my old page. But, you know, they switched my pictures up just as if it's the picture that I have on my page right now. So be watchful and make sure if I've never spoken to you, say something that we have said on the air that and because if you said something to me on the air, then they don't know that. Then that way you will know if it's me or not. You know, because I mean, if you say something to me about the book and if you say, well, I was on the radio, and I will say, you know, if it's me, I'm going to say, okay, so you tuned in Tuesday night, yada, yada. What were we talking about? You know, I'll say something to make you know it's really me. But just know that there are a lot of people that are trying to stop the plan of God for your lives, even my life. There are people who would try to interrupt. They're trying to interrupt, but they can't stop it. You understand what I'm saying? People are coming into your life to interrupt the plan of God for your life. But on tonight, they cannot stop God's plan. Whatever God has spoken over your life, I declare and decree that it shall come to pass. You are the only one that can stop God's plan by not obeying him, right? That you are the only one. God's, whatever he's spoken over your life, it shall surely come to pass. And so you have these people from everywhere, all walks of life, that are coming in trying to intervene, trying to sabotage, trying to destroy, trying to tear down your name. But listen, you need that book, Keys for Successful Marriages. I guarantee you it'll catapult you into your right now. It'll help you stay on the straight and narrow. You can go in that book and find something that you may be going through, and it will help you. It's very relatable. It's, even a fifth grader can understand it. So, you know, we wanted to keep it simple so you wouldn't have to be trying to look up all these big words and still don't know what they mean. Still can't put them in a sentence. It's very, very simple, right? So I hope that for those of you who already have your copy, I hope that you've been reading it. I hope that, you know, you can pick out something that will help you. I know I can. You know what I'm saying? So when I go back, I'll be like, God, this is good, you know. So if you have not gotten your copy, get your copy, right? Get your copy. You deserve to have that in your repertoire. Glory to God. So listen, we thank Dr. Kim and Kim on tonight. Come on, Elation's family. Hallelujah. Let's give her a big shout out on tonight. Amen. I thank God for all that she does for the body of Christ. Amen. And even in business, even in the marketplace. Amen. Even in corporate America, I thank God for what he is doing in her life, the knowledge, the wisdom, the love that she shows towards people of all walks of background. You know, she's just not partial to business people. She's just a free spirit for all. And I just thank God for the love that she expresses, even unto me. You know, we can converse and we just have a good time, fellowship, you know what I mean? And I just thank God for the relationship that God is building even in us. So I just thank God on tonight for her. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us go ahead and go into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah, that you've allowed us to meet and assemble on this line. Father, those that have come back by replay, I ask tonight that you will bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory, enlarge our borders. Father, tonight, make haste for us, oh God. Whatever that we're standing in need of, God, I know that you are a need-meeting God. So meet us right now. Meet us, oh God. Meet our needs, oh God. Father, we bless you on tonight because you're such a good Father. We love you on tonight, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would open up our eyes so that we may be able to see clearly in the realm of the Spirit. Open up our ears, God, so that we may be able to hear you. Open up our hearts to receive the word, even if you're rebuking us, God, that we'll be receptive of your word, Father, and we won't be walking around with the spirit of offense. So, Father, tonight we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. These are the blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, people, I do understand that we are, there are things that the body of Christ are going through, right? But I came to declare to you tonight that what you are experiencing is, listen, it is but a light, a little affliction, honey. It's just temporary. Can I tell y'all tonight that what you're going through is temporary? While some of you trying to put up a fight that you don't even have to fight in, while some of you are trying to safeguard things that God has already gotten safeguarded, while some of you are trying, oh, Mandaboshaya, while some of you are worrying your little self to not, I don't want to say the life because you ain't worrying yourself to life. You are worrying your little self to, we don't want to say death because we don't want you to die, but you're just worrying yourself. Hallelujah. You're losing sleep. You're losing hair. Hallelujah. You're losing your appetite for the wrong thing. For the right things, you're losing your appetite when you should be losing it for the wrong things, right? You're not resting. You're not even being refreshed in the morning. Hallelujah. And you're just going through. You're coasting. Some of you are in survival mode. Some of you are just coasting. You're just being. You're not even there. You know what I mean? So tonight, I just want to help relieve some of the pressure. Come on. Can we do that tonight? Come on. If we would just cast our cares upon the Lord, for he careth for us. And if we would just take our yoke, put our yoke upon him, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Listen, let him have the trouble. Let him have your situations. Let him have your problems. Let him have the things that you can't handle. Let him do the impossible for you. If you would just do that, I want to let you know that you'll feel better. You'll begin to feel relieved, because some of you are going to find out in the next couple of days that all this worrying that I was doing, all this fighting that I was doing in the spirit, trying to fight folks in the spirit, it wasn't even necessary. Some of your warfare is, oh Lord have mercy, you think it's warfare, but some of it is what you put your own self in. So therefore, some of it is not really what you call warfare. Some of it is just payback for what you done. So listen, tonight, God want to relieve you of all the tension, all the stress, because you got to be stress-free now. You got to be drama-free. You cannot go through these obstacle tactics that we're going to have to go through in order to get to. Hallelujah. You can't go through full and drain from what has been going on. So I say unto you tonight, get yourself free. Get free in the Holy Ghost. Let the Lord liberate you so that you can be free. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us go to the word of the Lord. If you have your paperback Bible, please turn with me to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Somebody say Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And I'm going to begin to read. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 1, and it reads, but now, thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and if you can hear me, please somebody text me just to let me know you can hear me. O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. So we hear the Lord tonight. He's crying out to it, calling out to his people, right? He's calling out to his people. He's telling you not to be afraid. Some of you are so fearful. Some of you are so timid. If somebody blew at you, you jumping. If somebody came by you with a broom, you running. If somebody lifted up a finger, you running. What are you so afraid of? Are you afraid? And some of the reasons why some of you don't come to God is because you're too afraid that somebody is going to call out your junk. Listen, anytime God reveals something, that means he wanted healed. He wanted healed. He wanted dealt with. If God revealed it, that means he wants you healed in that area. And I told y'all Jesus was a snitch. He ain't trying. He may not necessarily be trying to. You may think that he's trying to hurt you. No, but he's trying to get you healed. Amen. Hallelujah. There are some things that we have done in life that we're doing right now that we don't want nobody to know. But God knows everything. He knows every detail. And so there are sometimes God will allow the prophet to see, or a prophetic person to see into what's going on with you, and they will mention it. Not to embarrass you, not the real prophets anyway, not to embarrass you, but in order to help you, they must let you know that they know where you are. Come on. How can I help you if I can't tell you where you are? People get in the prayer line all the time, but nobody ministers to what they need is because can't nobody see where they are. And then there are times when I want y'all to understand, for those of you intercessors on here, there are times when God will not let you see. what is actually going on with a person because he's not yet ready to reveal it. So that sometimes they don't see, people don't see your stuff because God hadn't revealed it to them. You can't get mad. Well, why ain't nobody seeing me? Why ain't nobody picking me up? Sometimes God won't let people pick you up. And I can attest to that very well because I can go in places, major prophets all around, but can't no one prophesy to me and no one will prophesy to me. And I mean, you know, I used to be like, Lord, well, I'm here. Everybody getting prophesied. So what's up? You know, but then I understand who I am. Right. So I ain't saying that God won't let send somebody, but he'll send somebody that I know not of that can prophesy my socks off. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. That will minister to me and I'll be receptive because why? That person didn't know me. That person don't know nothing about me. But see, you get around these familiar spirits. That's what we talked about the false prophets on last week. You get around all that familiarity. And then what happens is they only prophesying you about your past. That's what the devil knows. Now you be wondering why these people keep telling the same old, because that's all the thing. The devil know your past. See, God knows your future. The devil don't know your future. He only knows what you give him an inkling of. So therefore, if you're saying prayers to you know, and you're talking about things you want God to do, and you start telling folks, that's how the devil knows. It's an inside job. Hallelujah. So tonight, we're going to keep and let's dive into this word. And I hope that it blesses you. Again, y'all know I never know when I'm going to, what scripture, Bible verse, scripture, chapter he's going to take us in. So don't think I'll be planning this stuff. It just is what it is. All right? Verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. God is trying to take y'all somewhere tonight. Hear the word of the Lord. Some of you so scared. But God want to free you, that I'm with you, whithersoever way you go. If you go in hell, I'll be right there. If you make your bed in hell, God will be right there to pick you up. Y'all not listening to me on tonight. This thing is serious. We got so many scared Christians. And I don't, oh, Lord have mercy. It baffles me how you so scared. But when you was in the world, you was shooting up. You were shooting folks. You were breaking up folks' marriages. You was gang banging. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you were. You was taking women's husbands left and right. You was turning out. You was sleeping out of one side of your panties. Well, I mean, everything was going down. Everything. Hallelujah. And you was Billy Bad somebody. And you didn't mind slapping a woman. You didn't mind cussing. You didn't mind fighting. You didn't mind cutting folks. Now you're on the Lord's side. You done got weak as ever. You weaker than a fifth grader. You weaker than a two-year-old. My two-year-old granddaughter can slap you and you be on your knees. I'm just saying, we done got so weak on this side. God don't want us to be weak. He's listening to hear the word of the Lord. When you pass through the river, the waters, he said, I'm going to be with you. So that means if I'm going through a flood, God going to be with me. But it ain't going to overtake me. When you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. The rivers won't overflow you, people. What's up tonight? When thou walkest through the fire, Shekinah Bosiah, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thou Savior. I gave Egypt for my ransom, ooh, for thy ransom, oh Lord have mercy, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Hear the word of the Lord. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. So God want to let you know how important you are. Even when you make your bed in hell, he's there. Even in the valley, he's there. But now God's message, the God who made you in the first place, Jacob, the one who gets you started, Israel. Don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called your name. You're mine. When you're in over your head, yes, Lord, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you still won't go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, somebody say a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead one. I won't be a dead end. I'm sorry. Because I am God, your personal God, the God of Israel, your Savior. I paid a huge price for you. All of Egypt with rich Cush and Seba thrown up. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell out the whole world to get you back. Trade the creations just for you. Listen, your father's trying to let you know how much you mean to him on tonight. You are selling yourself short. God have given you witty inventions, witty ideas, and you won't even create. You are a creative being. He created us to be creative, and you won't even create because you're too afraid that if you start business, you're going to fail. You're too afraid to jump in that marriage because you're afraid that, well, ain't nobody in my family ever been married. Baby, be the first one. You're too afraid to go back to school because you say, well, I ain't got no money to pay for grad school nowhere, and I won't make it because ain't nobody in my family ever got an associate degree. But baby, if you done got your master's or your bachelor's, go on back to get your master's. Do something that you never done before. In this hour, we're going to have to do some things that we never done before, things that we never thought that we were capable of doing. We're going to have to do things that men and women, boys and girls never thought would be on our lives, things that our husbands might have said we couldn't do, things that your wives might have said you couldn't do, things that your children might have said wasn't going to happen, even things that your pastors might have said you couldn't accomplish. You're going to have to do something that you never did in order to get something that you never had. Come on here, somebody. See, now that was the time to go up right then. In order to get something, you had to do something that you ain't never done before. So y'all talk about having millions. Well, when you going to serve? Oh, Lord Jesus. In order to get to the millions, you're going to have to sow money that you never sown before. Y'all ain't talking back to me tonight, church. Y'all ain't talking back to me tonight, church. Thank you. Thank you. Evangelist Hunter over there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 5. And it says, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thee out. I'm sorry. I am with thee. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather them from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed the yea. I have made him. Listen, I'm trying to tell you something. God is getting ready to use your children. Hallelujah. Tonight, hear me, parents. God is going to use your children. I'm telling you, for his glory, he's getting ready to use them baby kids. For his glory, he's getting ready to use them disobedient children. For his glory, he's getting ready to use them. For his glory, because he's getting ready to do in them what people said couldn't and wouldn't be done. People look at your children and they say, them some bad. They give them some big things, but I'm trying to tell you tonight, God said, I'm going to use them for my glory. I should get the glory out of their lives. That's a praise moment right there. Y'all don't know when to praise God. You ought to be saying, hallelujah. We know we all got some children that need God. We need God to use them for his glory. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So don't be afraid. God says, I'm with you. I'll round up all your scattered children. Somebody's children are scattered right on tonight. On tonight, you got some kids that are scattered. You got some grown kids that are not in place. You got some grown kids that are scattered in their mind, in their bodies, in their spirit, in their soul. They're scattered. Hallelujah. You got some kids right now that need God. Truth be told, y'all don't like to tell the truth. Hallelujah. We all got children that need God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you on tonight, God is getting ready to use them for his glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. He says, I'll round them up. He says, I'll pull them in from the east and the west. I'll send orders north and south. Send them back. Return my sons from distant land, my daughters from faraway places. I want them back, every last one who bears my name, every man, woman, and child. Glory to God. Listen, God is getting ready. Hey, shout out about Isaiah. He's getting ready to snatch you in now, whom I created for my glory. Yes, personally formed and made each one. Hallelujah. For his glory. For his glory. Somebody say for his glory. Verse 8, let's read. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it. It is truth. Ye are my witnesses, said the Lord. Ye are my witnesses, said the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed. You hear that? Neither shall that be after me. Y'all be trying to figure out where was God. Who came before God? God is it. Use the word, use the scripture. Before me, there was no God formed, and neither shall there be after me. So there was no God before our God. And there shall never be another God. So all these little G's doesn't matter, because guess what? These little G's, like Muhammad and a Buddha and Allah and all these are little G's that want to be a God, but they cannot match. They are no match for our God. Amen? Glory to God. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, said the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. Come on here. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus said the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and their Chaldeans whose cry is in the ship. Hear the word of the Lord, y'all. We're going somewhere. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. My God. Get the blind and the deaf. Go ahead and call them. Get them ready. The blind, though, there's nothing wrong with their eyes. And the deaf, though, there's nothing wrong with their ears. Then get the ones and get the other nations out here and ready. Let's get them ready. Let's see what they have to say about this, how they account for what happened. Let them present their expert witnesses and make their cases. Let them try to convince us what they say is true. But ye are my witnesses, God's decree. You are my handpicked servant, so that you'll come to know and trust me, understand both that I am and who I am. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Previous to me, there was no such thing as a God. Prior to him, there was no God, right? Nor will there ever be one after me. Yes, I am God. I'm the only Savior there is. I spoke, I saved. I told you what existed long before these upstart gods appeared on the scene. And you know it. You are my witnesses. You are the evidence, God's decree. Yes, I am God. I've always been God, and I've always will be God. Come on here, Jesus. No one can take anything from me. I make. Who can unmake it? I make. Who can unmake it? God, your Redeemer, the Holy of Israel, says, just for you, I will march on Babylon. I'll turn the tables on the Babylonians. Instead of whooping it up, they'll be wailing. I'm God, your Holy One, Creator of Israel, your King. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, God don't want us to be afraid. He's given us power, and we don't even realize the power that we possess. We don't even realize the power that we possess as a born-again, bona fide believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 16, thus said the Lord God, thus said the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not arise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not. Go behind the bullshit. Here we come. Here we come. Here we come. Y'all watch this thing now. We right where we need to be. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Lord, have mercy, Jesus, on tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Now listen, here it is. God is requiring things from us as believers, as servants of the Lord. There is a plan. It's a format. There is a map. There's a roadmap. Things that we have to abide by. There is law, right? And God is saying right here, you listen, they haven't even brought offerings unto him, sacrifices. So, and here's the thing with tithe. You guys are not tithing. You're not bringing sacrifices unto the God, to the Lord. Bring ye the tithes unto the storehouses so that it may be meat in your houses. But this is just a covenant between you and God. And some of you are falling short, and that's why you're falling short in your homes. That's why all the meat ain't in your refrigerator. That's why all the meat ain't, and all your bills ain't paid, because you neglect to take care of God's business, all right? You are neglecting to take care of what belongs to the Lord. I'm just telling you, I'm just a messenger, right? It's there in black and white. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when we neglect him, things get neglected. When you neglect to do what you're supposed to do by God, trust and believe, the next month, guess what? You're going to see where you're going to spend out way more money than you would have spent out had you obeyed him and had you stayed in covenant with him. And now you got to spend out a whole lot of money on foolishness. Now your tithes have gotten flat. Now you got mechanical things going on in your home. Your dishwasher done played out. Your stove done went out. Uh-huh. Yeah, because you got out of covenant with God, Lord Jesus. And y'all say, y'all ain't, will a man rob God? Yes, they do every day. Amen. This is what God says. The God who builds a road light through the ocean, who carves a path through pounding waves, the God who summons horses and chariots and armies, they lie down and then they can't get up. They snuff out like so many candles. Forget about what happened. Don't keep going over old history. You see, y'all just see that's what the devil does. The devil keeps going over what you used to do, your past, how you used to act, how many you were sleeping with. He keeps going over that. God, Lord, have mercy. Stop allowing the enemy to keep throwing up your past. Tell him where he's headed, please. If you keep telling him where he's headed, he'll stop throwing up your past. Say, listen here. Thou shalt not live by bread alone. Then tell him this. Say, listen here. Lucifer, call him what he is, Satan, the devil. You are on your way to hell where you was spent eternity. You got to let him know where he's headed. He's already there, which truth be told, glory to God. Hallelujah. Forget about what happened, y'all. You can't keep going over the same old history. Be alert. Be present. I am about to do something brand new. Wake up this afternoon. Wake up your mind. Get up out of carnality. Get in the spiritual realm. Stop thinking low and think high. God said, I want to do a new thing. Lord Jesus, help us on tonight. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. It's springing forth. Y'all can't see it. You don't know it. You don't sense in the spirit that there's something going on that ain't never gone on before in your life. You can't see it, that now you are a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are becoming brand new. Who am I talking to tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's bursting out, y'all. This new stuff is springing forth. It's bursting out. It's bursting out. Somebody say it's bursting out. Don't you see it? That is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the badlands. Wild animals will say thank you, hallelujah. The coyotes and the buzzards, because I provided water in the desert, rivers, the sun-baked earth, drinking water for the people I chose, the people I made, especially for myself, a people custom-made to praise me. We have been made custom-made to praise God. We were created to give God glory. We were created to praise him. We were created in his image. Give God what's due him. Stop giving him second sloppy. Stop giving him second crumbs. Give God your best, your very best. Because when you give your best to God, God gives his best to you. Come on here. He gives us his best even when we ain't doing right. He gives us his best even when we ain't worthy of it. Come on. Hallelujah. It is time to see what God is doing in the earth through you. He said, I shall do a new thing. Lord, have mercy. I, Lord Jesus, I will do a new thing. My God, I'm doing it. I don't know about y'all. I don't know if you can see. But if you can't see it, you need to get the scales off your eyes. You need to ask God to remove the scales so that you may be able to see in the realm of the spirit. You need to ask God to clear up your vision so that you can see sharp in the spirit. Come on here. Snipers, I'm calling you forth tonight. You need to be able to see what God is doing. God is doing a new thing in my life. God is doing a new thing in your life. Old things are passed away. I don't live on that street no more. I don't live on that address no more. I ain't at that house no more. God is doing a new thing. I'm moving forward in the things of God. It's springing forth. Hallelujah. I'm bursting out of the seams because he's doing more than enough. Come on here. I'm bursting out of the seams because he's doing greater than ever what I ever expected. He's doing more than I could expect because I'm bursting out of the seams. God is doing a new thing. Don't you see it? If you can't recognize it, I know it. Come on here. Where are those that are saying tonight that he's doing a new thing? He's doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing, even in me. Hallelujah. He's doing a new thing. Hallelujah. God is doing a new thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's doing it for his people. He's showing his people. He's doing it for his people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then verse 24, thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money. Neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. O Lord Jesus, thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I am he that blotted out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. See, y'all need to put a clap right there. See, y'all don't know when to shout. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare that thou madest be justified. Thy father, thy first father, have sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore, I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary and have given Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. Lord Jesus, help us on tonight. Help us on tonight. Help us on tonight. Glory to God. Help us, God, on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is saying, he says, listen, it wasn't that I asked that much from you. I didn't ask y'all for much. Hallelujah. I didn't expect expensive presents, but you didn't even do the minimum. So stingy with me, so close-fisted, yet you haven't been stingy with your sins. Uh-huh. You've been plenty generous with them, and I'm fed up. But I am the Lord. Yes, I am the one who takes care of your sins. That's what I do. God says, I'm the one that take care of your sins. You can't take care of them, but I do. Hallelujah. I don't keep a list of your sins. So make your case against me. Let's have this thing out. Come on, let's make your case. Make your case. Argue your case. Make your argument. Prove you're in the right. Your original ancestors started the sinning. I'm sorry. Your original ancestors started the sinning. Your original ancestors started the sinning. That's why we have to go back generations, amen, of our generational curse or bloodline and begin to repent for those that didn't do it. And everyone since has joined in. So God is saying, this thing didn't start with you. It started back with your ancestors. That's why I have to disqualify the temple leaders. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And discredit Israel. So God is saying tonight, verse, and I want y'all to keep this in remembrance for the rest of the week. Read this scripture every day for the rest of the week. Make sure you put a pen in it for the rest of the week. Isaiah 43 and verse 19. Behold, I will do. Mm-hmm. Behold, I shall do. Behold, I will do. Behold, I shall do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight. God's been telling you not to be afraid, for he's with you. Even when you pass through the waters, he's with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not overflow you. Tonight, God wants to do a new thing in you. Let him in. Let him in. Stop putting up a defense mechanism. Stop bringing that wall up all over your head. Let him in. Take the walls down tonight, people. Take down your guns tonight. Let God in your heart. Let him in because he loves you with an everlasting love. Let him in because he cares for you. Let him in, hallelujah, because he forgives your sins. He forgives your transgressions. Come on. Let him in tonight because he want to save your soul. Let him in for those of you who say, listen, I've been saved a long time. All right, do it over again. Sometimes you need to do your first works over again. Tonight, let God know that you love him. You need him. You miss him. Because some of you are not in relationships with God. You know Jesus, know God, but you're not, you've taken the walk, you took the leap of faith, now you done got it all out the way. So come on back to your first love. Come on back. Somebody say, come on back tonight. Hallelujah. Know that God want to do a new thing in you, and it shall spring forth. You're getting ready to burst out of the seams. You're getting ready to burst out of the seams. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his word on tonight. Amen. And at this time, Dr. Phyllis Kingham. Yes, we're getting ready to open up the phone line. So when you come on, we want you to tell us your name, your city and state. Tell us where you're chiming in from. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Good evening, my caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
My name is Denise. I'm from Mississippi.
Amen.
And I just need prayer for my family, my marriage, my children, to strengthen my family.
Amen. Amen. Well, Father, we thank you tonight for Denise. Amen. She's asking for prayer. Oh, God, you know the need. Amen. God, you know, oh, my God, what she's standing in need of right now. So, Father, she's asking for prayer for her family. Father, we thank you now that her family, that you're lining things up in their lives, that you're bringing them closer together, Father. We thank you for restoration in her family on tonight, God, even in her marriage, Father God. I thank you that you're binding the two hearts to be as one again. Father, I thank you for restoring things in their marriage. I thank you tonight, oh God, hallelujah, for everything that pertains to Denise. Amen. Father God, I just give you glory for her. I give you glory for her life. Hallelujah. And the Lord, I thank you for what you even want to do in her. Oh, God, I thank you for doing a new thing in her on tonight. So, Denise, let me tell you what I hear the Lord saying, and that is God is, he's calling you higher. He's calling you higher. God says, I love you with an everlasting love, but you're not allowing me to be in. There are some things that you got going on, and you really need God. God said, go back to the time when we used to fellowship. Go back to the time when you used to pray to me. Go back to the time when we used to have great communion. The Father misses you. He misses the time you took space out to talk to the Lord. He misses that time with you. So go back and repent, you know, and just get back in alignment with God's will for your life. God said he want to do some great things in your life. Great thing God has in store for you. But he wants to he wants you to be reconciled back to him again. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you and thank you for joining me on tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank
Glory
you.
To God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good
My
evening, apostle.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't hear you.
I want you to pray for me for a roof over my head.
Your name, city, and state, please.
Flora Powell from St. Louis, Missouri.
Amen. Good evening. How are you?
Fine.
Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for Miss, did you say Powell?
Yes, Powell.
Yes, ma'am. Father, we thank you for Ms. Powell tonight. She's asking for a roof over her head, Father. You know what she stands in need of. We ask that you would move on her behalf. You just told us on tonight that you're doing a new thing. So we thank you now for provision for her place, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that you align everything up in divine order. We give you glory for it tonight. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Good evening. Thank you for that word. This is KB, Minister KB from the Brookhaven area. God bless you. And thank you for that word tonight.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Fireball.
Amen.
We do thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Because God is doing a new thing. Don't you see it? Can't you see it?
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, that is. That is. He's doing a new thing, honey. Glory to God. You keep staying on fire for the Lord. Amen. I love you.
Love you more. Love you more.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Hello. This is Evangelist Jemiah Hunter from Mobile, Alabama.
All right. What's up, girl?
Frank. I enjoyed the show on tonight, and the word was good, and I enjoyed it, and it was meant for me.
All right. Amen. Amen. God bless you one tonight. And listen, he's ready to do a new thing in you, for you, and through you. Let him do. Hallelujah. Let him do. It's time. Hey, listen, when you get in that mirror, when you get off this line, look at that mirror and tell yourself, listen, it is time. I declare and decree that I shall come up because God is doing a new thing in me. Ah, yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. Love you.
Love you more.
God bless you. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hanna. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I want to say I enjoy this word tonight. I was in this book last night, but I didn't read the whole thing. But I just thank the Lord for you bringing it to us in Jesus' holy name. And I know he's doing a new thing in me in Jesus' holy name. And I love you.
I love you. Well, listen, I thank you for tuning in. Listen, yes, he is doing a new thing. And it is just right now. I get so blown because God, I don't never know what's going to happen by himself. And then he'll say, go right there. And boom, that is. But it's something that we need. We all need to know that God is doing a new thing because a lot of people don't believe it. But now listen, y'all, it's just like going to the bank. If you don't deposit nothing in the bank, how are you going to expect to get something out the bank?
You can't get deposit.
God has deposited so many things in us, and we're not using half of the stuff he done deposited. He done gave us so much wisdom, so much talent. We got gifts and talents, and we let them die. We let them sit there and dry up. We don't even utilize them. Just like your angels. You don't even put your angels to assignment. And that's why they just is old, and they're not doing anything. And they're like, Lord, they ain't call on me today. Well, I just sit here. They getting old, and they are ancient because they so old. Y'all don't put – you put them to flight and see how they get some – let me stop. But we glorify God tonight for him doing a new thing in you. Thank you for joining me. God bless you, and I love you.
I love you more.
Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. This is Jamaica. I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama. How are you this evening?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm blessed just like you.
I accept. See, we got to show that sometimes some people hadn't been taught, I guess. You know, but you got people older than me, way older than me. They don't even know respect. If I say, hey, how you doing? You just going to say, let me leave that alone. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so excited. God is doing a new thing in you.
Amen.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, ma'am, Apostle.
He that began a great work in you shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. God started this work in you, and he's doing this work right now. And he's going to continue to do it till he come back. Hear me, till
Amen.
Jesus come back.
Amen.
Let him complete it. Let him complete you. Let him complete you. Let him complete
Amen.
You. Amen. I love
Amen.
You. Thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you, Apostle Dr. Sivahana?
I'm well, prophetess. What it do? What it do?
I'm calling from Theodore, Alabama. And
wanted
you to know I word. And God been dealing well with that word you're talking about. I give God the praise. And I thank God for using you as a vessel.
Thank you so much.
Listen, woman of God, I don't know where you was last week. I believe these prophets know they got mad with me when I talked about false prophets. Ooh, Lord. Making up stuff in their head for the people, the Bible say. They conjuring up stuff in their head, just telling people stuff they made up in their head. They want, oh, I see you on the island. Now, these folks ain't even never went out their backyard, but you see them on the island. And I see you just drinking all the coconuts, and you got all the, come on now, stop fantasizing. God said they fantasize. These false prophets. With that familiar spirit, the spirit of divination. Lord have mercy. I said, now I was like, where is she at? I said, I know it's supposed to be somebody on the line tonight, but they ain't on here. And I was talking about you.
I've been working them two jobs, got me down in the bed. You hear me?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hear about that bullshit. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. But God said you're going to have one that's going to do triple. What two doing? You're going to do triple.
Amen.
So I'm getting ready to bless you financially so that you can continue to finance the kingdom. God said, I want you to be a kingdom financier because of the simple fact, you know, the enemy tries to fight you in the area of your finances because of the fact is because he knows that if God tell you and prompt your heart, you're going to obey God. And so God said, that's why the enemy fights you so much in your finances. Hallelujah. Because you are supposed to be financing the kingdom without even second guessing. When God speak the word, boom, there it is. You're not even supposed to take a second. Lord, is this you? Lord, is this you? No, no second guess. God said, it's me. Hallelujah. And so that's why you're being fought a lot, even in your finances. That's why you be fought a lot, because there are things that you want to do. You're crafty, very good with your hands. But God said, not only will you be crafty with your hands to make and design things, but your hands don't have so much money to in order to give to fund things, to help you in them, not just fund F-U-N, but fund them. God said, you're getting ready to fund some projects. You're getting ready to say, Apostle Hunter, I see you've been to do this. What you need? What you need me to do? And I'm going to say, okay, I need X, Y, and Z. And you're going to say, boom, there it is. God said, I'm getting ready to put some keys in your hands. Now, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just telling you what I hear. God said, I'm getting ready to put some keys in your hand. Now, you do know keys represents authority, right? You know, everybody tell me, first people think about keys. They're like, oh, Lord, I'm going to get, I see keys being placed in your hand. God said, he's getting ready to give you your authority back.
Wow.
Hallelujah. You're getting ready to get your authority back. And it's not that he took it away. You it's like the people, because you got tired of saying the same old thing to the same people till their actions, their behavior, you got disgruntled with them because they kept acting dumb to the spirit, and it frustrated you. So it wasn't God taking it away. They began to make you feel like just being quiet. I ain't going to say nothing to nobody. I'm just going to keep my mouth closed. I'm hearing God now. I'm just going to keep my mouth closed. I ain't going to say nothing. This is the position you took. And by you taking that position, you rendered them your authority. So God said, I'm getting ready to put these keys in your hand, and you're getting ready to take your authority back. And that means you're going to say what thus said the Lord. You don't care. Come hell or high water. If they don't say nothing, you're going to still speak. And even to the leaders. It's to leaders that God, ooh, Lord Jesus, he's giving you your authority back. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. I thank you for tuning in with me. You hear me? God bless your bones. And I speak healing and strength to every area of your body, even your lower back, even in the joints, God, Mondo Boshaya, even in your legs, Hukodabandabashaya. I speak strength now. And God said to tell you that there had been some W-E-I-G-H-T on you, but he's getting ready to take it. He's removing it. Not the weight that you carry per se, your personal weight, your weight. No, not that. I'm talking about weight that somebody else tried to put on you, trying to carry their burdens. Come on. And that's the way he's getting ready to remove up off of you. He said, but that don't belong to you. God said, you're going to carry only the weight that you carry on your body. Everybody else's weight is going to have to fall off. Glory to God. Because he said, what happens is we taking on their stuff and don't realize it sometimes. And they leaving it with us. They ain't taking their stuff back. They be asking you to pray, and they keeping it there. It don't revert, you know, so we're going to have to pray and send it, give it back to them. Put it back in their hands, and it's up to them what they going to do. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. Thank God for you. Thank you. I love you more. Have a great evening. Thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah. We got one more caller. We got space for one more caller. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle. Well, listen, you guys. Y'all look me up. Amen. For that book. Send, go ahead and get your copy of that book, Keys for Successful Marriages. Hallelujah. It will bless your life. I guarantee you, because it blesses mine. Every time I look in that book and just see some things. Amen. I'm telling you, God is in the blessing business. And listen, bride, there are some brides that is still getting ready to come forth that y'all may not have heard. Some people are keeping it hush-hush, but there's going to be so many people get married before the end of this year. Amen. Listen, Dr. Kimmy Kim, I want to let you know I appreciate all that you do for me. Amen. And my family, we love you on tonight. Listen, y'all, meet up here the same Jesus time, same Jesus station next week. Hallelujah. It's been real, Dr. Kim. Hallelujah. I'm out of here. Shalom.